Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior, my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 59. The scripture text that goes along with that particular reading is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. And this is how that reads: "Even youth grow tired and weary, and even young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Isaiah 40, 30 and 31. This morning in the Old Testament, as I said before, it is where Joseph is going to see his father, because they tell him that his father is ill. And I was thinking about illness and about life and death in general. One of the things that I put down in my notes is that the thing about illness, it says your father is ill. That was in 48:1 in Genesis. You know, many times illness definitely precedes death. This is why some people are on this whole thing, you know, healthy, 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 healthy. But the truth of the matter is that illness doesn't always precede death, because sometimes death can come suddenly and unseen, and only God knows the number of our days. And so more than want to have just a long life, we want to have a meaningful life. We want to have a life that leaves a legacy, because we understand that, again, we are just sojourners on a eternal path. This is just part of our life here. And we want to help out the one who helped us, which is the Lord God. He helped us by showing us that we were on a road to death. We might not have seen it even at the beginning. Sometimes, even the Bible says that there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. And so I was thinking about that as I was listening again to that Isaiah 40, 30 through 31. It talks about youth, and we definitely are in a society, in a world, where young people, youth is what people think is all that, you know. And so I don't even know if that's anything new, because people have this whole thing about getting old and, you know, camouflaging it and not doing whatever, not accepting it or whatever. But the truth of the matter is that youth is no guarantee for anything. Even youth, as it says here, grow tired. And even worse than tiredness, I have found, is weariness. Tiredness definitely has something to do with physical ability. And of course, as we get older, our ability, our stamina is different. It changes. Our physical body is broken down. But the weariness is what can be the true killer. The weariness can come regardless of the age. So in the weariness, what happens, you know, in the weariness is that our thinking can be off. And when our thinking can be off, we can get hopeless, very hopeless. And when we are hopeless, then we definitely will not necessarily rely and trust on God. We won't trust Him. We will not rely on Him, because we have been programmed by the world to take matters into our own hands. It's like, when things are not working the way we think, then we don't even think about praying. You know, we don't think about it. We think about going to do something ourselves and making it, you know, make it work regardless of what is happening. And God says, whoa, don't do that. That wait on me, you know, wait on me. And we want to wait on the Lord and we want to trust him so that waiting is a guarantee that we will do it. And we trust him as we get to know him. And we know him as we spend time in his word. As we spend time in his word. And so our encouragement a lot in Bible for Food is get to know the Lord on a personal level. Come and sit before his word and learn to let it flow over you and in your heart. Meditate on it. Think about it. And after a while, you will start hearing him speak words of truth that will bring understanding and will also bring freedom. The Bible says, if you abide in my word, you are really my disciple, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Slow it down, you know, sit before the Lord and wait on him. You want to know that his love is for you on a personal level. Because when you have that assurance of how much he loves you, then you're not running around like, they used to say, like a chicken with her head off. You don't run around and crazily looking here and there for answers. You know that the only true answer is from the Lord. And he loves you so much that he will give you the answers when your heart is sincerely open to receive it. So learn to love him more than anything. More to, you know, love him. Open your eyes. Ask the Lord to open your eyes so that you can see his love. Because when we start seeing his love for us, then we trust him and love him more. Because we cannot outlove God. His love is there always. I wanted to say something about in this reading, when I was, especially when I was new and struggling a lot, you know, I would get abstinent and I wanted to stay abstinent and I wanted it to be easy. But, you know, it wasn't always easy. And when it wasn't easy, I would think that that meant that that God was not for me. He had left me. And that's not true. And so I had to, as I said here at the beginning, Lord, keep me abstinent. And I can tell you that I don't struggle like that with the food. By God's grace, that is not my day-to-day thing. I'm not trying to decide whether I'm going to be abstinent or not. I fall on my knees in the morning, and I ask the Lord to, I thank him for keeping me abstinent the day before, and I asked him to keep me abstinent today, and I don't have any, I know God enough that I know he wants me abstinent, and he will definitely show me what to do. But sometimes, you know, the flesh can come up. Like I said, I can walk in the kitchen. My husband doesn't eat like I eat. And I'll see something that catches my eye. And I don't even waste time saying to the Lord, you keep me abstinent, Lord. I don't want that flesh to even come near to thinking that this is the answer. Many years, even more years than I've been abstinent. I've been abstinent now for 34 years, but many more years I was in the food. and I don't ever want to go back there again. And I am grateful for